Member app required.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, the parents of a baby boy who died aged 15 weeks have told Classic FM they believe the mould in their home contributed to his death. Akram had been living in a London flat deemed uninhabitable by an independent survey. An inquest will take place in August. His mum, Ayat, says politicians wouldn't put up with poor housing.
I just think they wouldn't live in the same condition, like even for a single 1 minute. All we wanted is just healthy environment to breathe, for my kids to play, and that was too much to ask for.
Notting Hill Genesis, which managed the flat, and the government have extended their condolences, but say it would be inappropriate to comment further ahead of the inquest. Detectives have until lunchtime to question the suspect in the Liverpool car ramming. 11 people remain in hospital after the vehicle ploughed into crowds at the Premier League trophy parade on Monday. The 53-year-old is being held on suspicion of attempted murder and drug driving. Shadow Home Secretary Chris Philp says Merseyside police were right to identify the suspect as a white British man.
We saw last year where the police and indeed the Prime Minister didn't disclose information quickly, and misinformation filled the void. And that, I think, was a terrible, terrible mistake. What Merseyside Police did yesterday, I think, was the right thing to do.
Police chiefs have warned the latest plans to release prisoners early could pose a risk to public safety. They've also called for necessary resources in the upcoming spending review. The government says it won't put the public at risk by running out of prison places again. The Mayor of London has backed calls for the possession of small quantities of natural cannabis to be decriminalised. Sir Sadiq Khan says an independent report published this morning shows that current rules cannot be justified. Benny and Annie Fried from ABBA have reunited for the third anniversary of their virtual concert. Fans were also treated to new songs added to the Voyage show in London last night. And the weather, showers will become more scattered with sunny spells developing, turning cloudy in the far west later with rain arriving, a high of 22 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And there is nothing better than sharing early breakfast with you of a weekday morning. So let's get straight on, shall we? Lucy Coward here. Hello.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Wesley's Symphony No. 3. The Milton Keynes Chamber Orchestra played the second movement under Hilary Devon-Wetton. And it was Il Giardino Armonico performing Air on the G-string, or the second movement of J.S. Bach's Orchestral Suite No. 3 before that. Well, hi there and welcome. Can't have early breakfast on Classic FM without you, so I am very happy indeed that you have arrived. I'm Lucy Coward. It's Wednesday, May the 28th. Where shall we go today?
Thank you.
The Ulster Orchestra with Vernon Handley in charge playing By the River from the Florida Suite by Delius. And Dan Walker will be by your side from 6:30 bringing you Classic FM Breakfast this morning. Just want to add my own congratulations to Anne in County Sligo after she shared with Dan yesterday that she's conquered her maths GCSE at the age of 59. Brilliant. Onwards, Anne. This morning, the music on the school run will be marking the release of another big blockbuster this week. A rescue dog will be running around on Dan Walker's Dog Walker just before 7. And it's Wednesday, so that means Dan gets to add another One Piece Y to the wonderful list he's compiling of the one piece of music that someone would pass on and why. I look forward to discovering that. And it all begins after I bring you your latest travel news and Sibelius makes a stand.
Classic FM.
Listen back to Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands on Global Player.
Sue Perkins here, and yes, there's still a chance to join me on board our musical expedition across the world. But where are we going? Well, we're heading to the Galapagos Islands, sailing through incredible destinations, figuratively speaking, and taking in the finest music along the way.
Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands with Sue Perkins. Catch up on Global Player with HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Change the way you see the world.
Whether it's home-baked biscuits with your besties or a shop-bought scone in the summer sun, get together for an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Be a life-changer this summer and make a difference for people affected by breast cancer. Every penny you raise will help fund world-class research and life-changing support. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Keeping your smile healthy. At Darwood & Tanner, it's our sole purpose and absolute obsession. Whether you're missing a single tooth or many teeth, our streamlined patient journey, world-class dental practitioners, and advanced implant technology will get you smiling again quicker, more comfortably, and in the least invasive way. Darwood & Tanner. For our most comprehensive, tailored, and complete dental implant treatment, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
If you love your engine, treat it right with Esso Fuels. You see, Esso Fuels help give your engine that tender loving it deserves. And your engine will love you right back with more of those sweet, sweet miles from every tank. And now get double Nectar points on Supreme Plus Fuels. It pays to care for your engine with Esso Fuels. That's right, baby. Choosing fuels you can use less of. That's thoughtful driving. See esso.co.uk for more details.
Based on the best-selling book by Rainer Wynn.
What is it? 500 miles?
More like 600.
Don't miss an inspiring true story of love and resilience.
We lost our home, our livelihood.
Starring Gillian Anderson and Jason Isaacs.
Walking gives us time to think.
It's a beautiful, life-affirming film.
When you told me that you loved me, no one had ever said that to me before. I think you're beautiful.
The Salt Path.
This is freedom.
In cinemas May 30th.
This is Classic FM with the latest travel news. Next.
Oh, how relaxing was that yoga session? I feel so free.
Speak for yourself. I can never let go.
Bladder leaks. I know, right? I'm so done compromising. I got a new bit of yoga kit. Always discreet pads. Here, try for yourself next week.
Love you lots, but this thin pad won't keep up with my heavy leaks.
Just trust me on this one. So, all zen and liberated, are we?
Let's just say I found my flow.
Always discreet. Live with no compromise.
Classic FM travel.
In Essex, there are delays of about half an hour on the M25 clockwise to junction 30, the A13, because of an accident. Two lanes are closed. In Greater Manchester, one lane is closed on the M56 westbound at junction 7, Bowden, because of flooding. In Liverpool, Water Street, Chapel Street and Dale Street are all still closed because of the ongoing investigation. On the trains, following a signal failure, Gatwick Express trains aren't running. The entire line is suspended. Southern trains aren't running between London Bridge and East Croydon via Peckham Rye. Great Western Railway services aren't running between Bourne End and Marlow. And also on Great Western Railway, services are at a standstill at Exeter St David's because a train has broken down.
Classic FM.
the Andante Festivo by Sibelius. Our closing chapter this morning on Early Breakfast. Nemi Yevi on the podium for the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra. I'm Lucy Coward. I'll be back here tomorrow morning from 4. It is a lovely place to while away the early hours. I hope you'll join me. Have a great Wednesday before that, though. And now Dan Walker is here with Classic FM Breakfast.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. Thank you, Lucy. I hope you're all okay today. I promise to take care of you. I have a bit of fun and a bundle of brilliant music.
Classic FM Breakfast
with Dan Walker.
Classic FM Breakfast.
With HX, explore unique destinations on an intimate expedition.
Classic FM.
Wonderful piece of music, isn't it? Farewell to Stromness from Peter Maxwell Davis on Classic FM Breakfast. And before that, we had The Romance from Shostakovich's The Gadfly, Chloe Hanslip, soloing with the London Symphony Orchestra, and Paul Mann was conducting. It's Dan Walker with you on Classic FM, just gone 20 to 7. Welcome to the Wednesday Breakfast Club. I hope you're doing okay. A little bit of sun poking through after all that rain yesterday, although it is rather windy out there. Do take care. Hold on to your hats and all that. You can get in contact anytime you like. Maybe you fancy a cheeky duvet dedication this morning if you're not quite yet ready to face the day. 61812 is the text number, and you can WhatsApp us on 03457 491812. John has done that already. He wants to wish his wife, Mary, a happy 65th wedding anniversary. That's quite an achievement, isn't it? She is always up listening to Classic FM. She is a wonderful mum to Mark, Andrew and Joanna, a grandmother to Sam and Jacob and Toby and Jack and Amy. And he says she is the absolute love of my life and has been for 65 years. Lovely to welcome you to the... Should we have an anniversary club today just for John and Mary? 65th wedding anniversary. Here's a bit of Paul Simon for you both.
Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker.
Thank you.
Jean-Yves Thibaudet with Satie's Gymnopédie number 3 on Classic FM. And before that, we had the 12 Ensemble with Paul Simon's Sound of Silence, and that was Milos Karadelic performing. A bit of solo guitar and strings for you on Classic FM Breakfast. Before 7 o'clock as well, it's 6:48. Happy birthday to Tim in Bude. The dude from Bude. Can we call you that? I'm very disappointed if your friends don't call you that, Tim. Have a lovely day. Shall we do Dan Walker's Dog Walk on Classic FM? If you're listening for the first time, we give a little mention for A Human and Their Hound before 7 o'clock every day. And this morning we say hello to Sandy and Pamela in Hampshire. Elsa is our Jack Russell, they say, Jack Russell Rescue, and would love to join your dog walking club. We've had her for a year, and she seems to be enjoying her new life with us. Her morning walk usually starts with zoomies and a bit of spinning, then off to the woods for one of her three walks a day close to the South Downs. Three walks a day, Elsa. You are a very well looked after dog. And the good news is that you, Sandy, and Pamela are in the club. Well, there's some good music around already, isn't there, on this Wednesday morning? Nearly 7 o'clock. Played that for my dog walkers, Sandy and Pam, today, and their lovely rescue, Elsa. That was the finale of Brooks' Violin Concerto No. 1, Julia Fischer, with the Tonhalle Orchestra of Zurich. And you can join Sandy and Pam and their dog, Elsa, in the little dog walking club we have every single morning. If you would like to send us a message, 61812 or classicfm.com. We need to know a bit about you, about your four-legged friend or friends, where they like to walk, all that business. And then we'll mention you on the radio and play you a bit of music. We've got the news and the weather on the way with Simon, and we'll be talking Potter, Mensa and double-decker plane seats, all in the next few minutes.
Classic FM Breakfast.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions, witness the icy landscapes of Antarctica, the seventh continent.
When Mum was diagnosed with dementia, her memory had already started to fade. So it mattered to me that she could stay right where she's happiest, in her own home, surrounded by neighbours, friends and her favourite things. Now, Mum has another familiar face in her life, a care professional from Home Instead. Sure, they help her with daily routines, but it's the company and conversations they share that make her smile the most. Visit homeinstead.co.uk. Award-winning home care you can trust.
Here at Pets in a Pickle, our name has caused some confusion. We've had people asking us what pickles we recommend, but they're barking up the wrong tree. We actually offer simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs. Visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Imagine if Marla was your matchmaker. With Classic FM Romance, that's kind of the case. It's Classic FM's popular dating site, so it's the perfect place to meet someone special who shares your values, interests and love of music, even your hilarious classical music puns. Sign up today and get a week's subscription for free at classicfmromance.com.
If you love your engine, treat it right with Esso Fuels. You see, Esso Fuels help give your engine that tender loving it deserves. And your engine will love you right back with more of those sweet, sweet miles from every tank. And now get double Nectar points on Supreme Plus Fuels. It pays to care for your engine with Esso Fuels. That's right, baby. Choosing fuels you can use less of. That's thoughtful driving. See esso.co.uk for more details.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock, the parents of a boy who died aged 15 weeks have told Classic FM they believe the mould in their home contributed to his death. Akram had been living in a London flat deemed uninhabitable by an independent survey. His father, Abdul Shafi, claims the property was dangerous for his family.
The mould helped to kill my son. Under the condition of the house, when it's raining, the water coming from inside. Damp, it smell strong like the air is not fresh.
Notting Hill Genesis, which managed the property, says it's working with the relevant authorities as they conduct their investigations ahead of an inquest in August. The driver suspected of ploughing into a crowd at Liverpool's trophy parade remains in custody this morning. A total of 65 people were injured on Monday evening. 11 are still in hospital. Police have until lunchtime to question the 53-year-old on suspicion of attempted murder and drug driving. The Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, visited the city last night and thanked the emergency services.
The professionalism of their response, the way in which they worked together to make sure that lives were saved and to be able to keep people safe, I think is hugely important, and we really thank them for that.
Tens of thousands of people are set to receive payouts of up to £1,000 over the forced fitting of energy prepayment meters. The regulator Ofgem has reviewed how suppliers switched customers to paying up front after falling behind with their bills. Planning rules could be eased to allow smaller house builders to speed up developments